All right, let's go. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for me to preach tonight, Lord. I pray that I say the words that you want me to say, Lord, and I pray that you can cleanse me, Lord, and forgive me of my sins, Lord.
Amen.
And bless this service, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Matthew 14, verse 1. And at the time, Herod, the
Tetrarch,
heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, "This John the Baptist, he is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works to show forth himself, for Herod had laid hold on John." Go on to verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him.
Let me put this on you, buddy.
Thank you, Pastor. Okay. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him and to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up unto that mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto him, them, walking on the sea. So it just said Jesus is walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were trembled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. So when it says spirit, I don't think it meant a good spirit. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of a good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." The Bible says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." So you're supposed to trust in the Lord. When you're afraid, just trust in the Lord. You're supposed to have faith in God. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. So just there, it said, Peter went to go walk on the water, but instead, he lost his faith and started sinking. So that's what happens to most people. You go, you sink, Jesus helps you, you keep going for a little bit, and then you sink. It happens. But you just gotta, once you fall, you gotta get back up.
Right.
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt?" So it just said that he doubted Jesus and he had little faith. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So right here it just tells you what faith means. It says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So no one in this world has seen God the Father, but they have seen Jesus Christ. So you got to believe Jesus is up there. You got to believe God's up there. And so you have to have faith. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So When you go to hope, you're having faith. When you're trusting the Lord, you're having faith. Amen. For by it the elders obtain a good report through faith. We understand the words were framed by the word of God, so that things were seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
So in the Bible, there's only two people who were translated up to heaven, Elijah and Enoch. So when Elijah was going to go, he believed, God told him that he was going to die, but he wasn't going to die. God was just going to take him up to heaven. So Elijah had faith that he was going to go up to heaven, but Elisha came and Elijah told him that if you see me when I die, I mean when I go up to heaven, then you'll have all that. So Elisha had so much faith that that would happen, he probably kept his eye on him the whole time.
That's right.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. So it just says here, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Well, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So to get saved, you have to believe God is there. You have to believe God.
Amen.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he commanded the word and became higher of the righteous, which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went not out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, which buildeth and marker is God. So it said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations. So you have to have a good foundation. You're supposed to, when you don't have a good foundation, then it's not going to turn out right. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. So Sarah was 100 years old when she had Isaac. Imagine someone being 100 years old and having a baby. That must took faith to believe that. And that, but at first, Sarah laughed in her heart. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable.
Amen.
So that in the Bible, it told God told Abraham that he was going to have so many children that it's going to be as much as the stars and the sand on the seashore. And Abraham must have had faith to believe that, and now he actually has that many sons and daughters in Christ. So go to John 20, verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he said, and when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Amen. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Also, soever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto him, and whosoever sins be retained, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them. When Jesus came, the other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. So Thomas was one of the 12 disciples, one of the 12 apostles that was one of Jesus' favorite, and he didn't believe God rose up from the dead. Yeah. This guy was one of Jesus' apostle. And he didn't even have that much faith to believe God came back to life. People don't have that much faith now.
That's right.
Yeah. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with him. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither my finger. And behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it unto my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. And Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Because are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So these regular disciples had more faith than this apostle. And this apostle must have known more than them. And these disciples already knew that it was God. They had so much faith that they already knew it was God. And in the dictionary, I was looking in the dictionary, there's little things like verses in the Bible. And you know how many there was on faith? There was 12 of them. So faith must be a big word. Faith must have big meaning if it's a little word. Go to Proverbs 14:14. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. So just in the other passage, them disciples, they were simple. And it just says the simple believeth every word. They believed what God said. They believed that he was God. But Amen. Thomas, he didn't believe one word they said until he saw them. He didn't have no faith at all.
That's right.
Go to Proverbs 3. Verse 5, 6, and 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil.
Amen.
So the first verse, verse 5 that I read, says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. So you got to trust the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. So you shouldn't trust yourself. You're your own worst enemy.
Amen.
Don't trust yourself, because this flesh doesn't want to do the things of God.
Amen.
In all thy ways, acknowledge him. So you got to know God, and he shall direct thy paths. If you acknowledge him, he'll direct thy paths.
That's right. Amen.
It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. So don't look, don't do what you see. Do what God's telling you. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Amen.
So you got to fear the Lord and then depart from evil.
Amen.
Go to Jude 1, verse 25. I mean, verse 20. Alright, so we're going to start at verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Know unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Go to Romans verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Did you see that part, servant? Paul is a servant of Jesus Christ. So we're supposed to be servants of Jesus.
Amen.
Called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the holy scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Go on to verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation
Amen.
To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So you shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. The gospel is what saved you out of hell. For therein is the righteousness of God relieved from faith to faith, as it is written, and just from life by faith. For the wrath
Amen.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Go on down to verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use unto which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, but gave them over to a reprobate mind, and to those things which are not convenient, being filled with our unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malchusness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hater of God, deceitful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So these people are people who knew God but didn't care. They knew God, didn't care about him, and they just went along their way, all because they had no faith. And God turned them over to a reprobate mind, and he let them do all this wickedness. He gave them a chance after chance after chance until he just let them go over to it like they wanted to. And then at the end, they find out that there was no use for it. They didn't. And if they were saved, they got in heaven, and all they got is hay, wood, and stubble. And then watching all the people having gold and myrrh and all that stuff, like a mansion, and giving it all to God, and all they have is wood, hay, and stubble. That's pretty sad.
That's right.
It's really sad that people will go to do bad stuff instead of the things of God, and just go and don't care, and all they get is wood, hay, and stubble. So I just want to say, I hope you have faith in God.
Amen.
That was good, bro.
Yes, sir.
He did some studying on that.
Yes, sir. Did some studying. Y'all enjoy